Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
913-586-7798. What did you do later in life, later than when most people might do it, like playing college football at the age of 58 in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, this guy is fascinating. His name's Tom Cillo. And the headline from WTAE is he's tackling his dream of playing football, getting paid the big bucks to come up with headlines like that. Wow. Tackling.
I hope AI wrote that.
History. What I love about this guy, though, is the fact that he's 58 years old, playing college football. Granted, this isn't like, you know, in the SEC or something. Mm-hmm. It's at a smaller college. But it's a Division III school, and he's on the junior varsity team, and he's playing defense. He's not, like, it'd be one thing if you were playing quarterback.
Mm-hmm. High-profile position.
High-profile position, yeah. Also high processing. Also, they're not allowed to hit you as much.
Right.
But you're playing defense and your job is to go out and hit people and tackle them and drag them to the ground. Good for him. So there's this whole profile from the AP on him. And it's really, really good. He decided to join, what is this, King's College?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I'm sorry. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, it's King's College. Yep. So how did we get here?
Yeah.
Where he had done this? How did a guy who is drawing from his pension and will be eligible for Social Security before he graduates end up leading his Gen Z teammates in an old school post game cheer of hip hip hooray? Okay, it's a long sentence, but I'll give him credit for that. So there's a guy named Dave Belomo who says, he's glad you asked. He and Cillo have known each other for 30 years. They were sipping beer in the middle of a catch-up session last spring. Cillo had recently left his job with the Williamsport Recreation Department. For more than three decades, he worked to keep the streets and parks clean. And he took a maintenance gig at Williamsport Area High School. That's where he graduated from in 1984 to give himself something to do. And he said, I have some regrets. I could feel the clock ticking. And he had never gone to college and therefore never played football in college. He made it through a couple of training camp practices in high school before he quit. Belomo ended up serving as Cillo's de facto trainer as Cillo navigated everything from powerlifting to marathons and triathlons. And Belomo said, well, why don't you? He had gone, I guess Cillo had made it to his late 50s without any serious injuries. He stopped using recreational drugs in his early 20s and stopped heavy drinking in his 30s. And he's healthy. He's in good shape. His kids are 32, 28, and 21. The kids are grown. And the wife was on board. Whatever you want to do, okay, go for it. And I guess there have been AARP eligible college football players before. This guy, Cillo, is a longtime Raiders fan, but he had never done this. And so he was starting from scratch less than 24 months from the start of his 60s.
Being a Raiders fan makes sense because if you watch them, you probably go, you know what? I could play football.
Mm-hmm.
I think I could do this. I couldn't be worse than Geno Smith.
I guess the hardest part was stretching. The stretching exercises was the hardest thing.
Mm.
The cold immersion, the myofascial therapy, the saunas, and just the pulling of things was difficult. Yes, Quinn.
With the NIL becoming, you know, open to all college athletes, what company wants to advertise with a 58-year-old?
Oh, good point. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Those ED pill ads hit a lot harder when you have a guy that's actually suffering from it.
Or, you know, he gets to be on the AARP commercials, you know?
So he had to apply to Lycoming and get accepted, and navigating the sea of paperwork, which is very different than 40 years ago. He used some of his pension to offset the cost of college. Keep in mind, he also had to do the academics. Yep. You don't get to just go to college and play football. You've got to go to class also.
Yeah. And based on what he said, the academics are just as hard as actually being in on the team. Though the training involves running up a hill and then running back up it with a 100-pound rock over his head.
Yeah.
I couldn't run up a hill now. And I'm 15 years younger than this guy.
And I guess he's a hit.
Yeah.
Everybody loves him that he started over. And he's in college, and he said if he never plays in a varsity game, that would make him the oldest non-kicker to ever see action in an NCAA contest, so be it.
Mm.
He is fully committed to seeing it through as long as his body allows. He just wants to be on the field for every play.
Yeah, everybody wants to play college football until a 300-pound lineman smokes you. You know,
well, I wonder.
It's Division III, buddy.
Okay, but then a 200-pound lineman smokes you. Because even if he's playing on defense, like an offensive lineman is going to come hit him.
Yeah,
yeah.
I hope he doesn't turn to dust.
Look, he's not. Okay, Quentin, back off a little on the elder abuse here. He's in good shape.
Yeah, he was in good shape to start.
I would say from the picture of him, he doesn't look much older than maybe his 40s.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's taking care of himself. And I think it's great. I also think it's a little bit hard to imagine, even as somebody just 15 years younger than him, why you would do this.
Uh-huh.
Other than like it's been my dream to do it.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that older people develop is a live for today type of almost hedonistic attitude.
Yeah.
Where I'm going to do this because it makes me feel good.
Yeah.
Not because I have any long-term goal with this. Obviously he's not planning on playing in the NFL.
Right.
Or going into the transfer portal and going to a bigger school or something like that. He's doing it because he's living out his dream. He's wanted to do it and he's enjoying it and he's living for today. And that's something that younger people find so unfathomable, so hard to accept and believe. Like, but why would you do this if it's not your career? Why would you go to college for fun?
And spend the money and put that strain on your body. I mean, he could get a pretty serious injury.
Yeah.
From a 16-year-old.
From the text line, my only problem with it, you're like, I need to voice my problem with it. My only problem with it is, from the text line, he took the spot on the team that somebody else could have had. Okay, here's the thing, buddy. If you're a 18-year-old and you get beat out for a roster spot by a 58-year-old, you shouldn't have gotten it.
Why was it somebody else's spot that he took away?
I guess,
he did exactly what everybody else had to do.
He had to go and try out. They didn't just hand it to him.
He had to apply. Yeah. He had to get in.
And again,
he's got to get the good grades.
58 years old. That guy gets the nose tackle position over you? Then you must have really been bad.
And he, like, he's doing it. I don't know, like, what a good bench press amount is, but he incline pressed 315 pounds nearly a dozen times.
Okay.
And he's strong. What I think is going to be difficult for him is going to be the recovery.
Yeah, he said
he doesn't recover as fast.
He says he wakes up in the morning and has to, like, sit there and yell at himself to get out of bed.
Yeah. And I wonder if other teams back off of him and like leave him alone because he's the old guy, or if they think he's easy to take and they go right for him.
Let's run up the middle every single play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They said, the coach said he's taken some lumps, but he keeps coming back.
Mm.
It's all part of the process. And he probably has a lot to teach the other guys about sportsmanship and about just doing things for the right reasons
and about
taking care of yourself. Yeah. And
Van Halen
really takes veteran player to a whole other level.
It does. I think it's awesome.
I think it's great.
And I'll just throw this out to the text line and phone lines 913-586-7798. What did you do later in life? What is something that you did because you always just wanted to do it, not because it was going to be your goal, mm-hmm. not because you were going to make a career out of it necessarily. Maybe you did. Mm-hmm. But what is something that you ended up doing later in life that you were just like, you know what? I always wanted to do it. I got the time. I'm going to do it.
And how did it work out?
Yeah.
I mean, do you have regrets about it? Because one of the first things that comes to mind is like, did you have kids late in life? Because that's one of the first things we think of is did you, at the age of 45 or 50, right where I'm at,
leave your wife and find a younger woman, finally have kids.
Or are you a woman who said,
or did you adopt
kids? Just now got married or in vitro or, or whatever. And how did that go? I mean, I'm struggling chasing a dog around the house. I can't imagine a baby.
913-586-7798. Because it is something hard for, I think, I don't know if it's an American thing and we're so money driven and we're so goal oriented, but it's hard for people to accept that somebody would just do this because day to day it makes them happy to do it, because then they'll have a great story to tell because maybe it'll make their family proud of them or whatever. In our heads, the only reason you should be doing something like this is because, well, you're planning on being a football player, you're planning on going to the NFL, or you needed the money for a scholarship or whatever it was.
Yeah, I feel like running a marathon is something, especially a lot of guys do later in life, or running a triathlon, like doing something like that is a goal. It's good to have a goal. It's good to have a reason to motivate you to get physically fit. Look at President Bush, who was skydiving at the age of 100.
Yeah.
Which I would not do because that scares me. Parachutes don't always open.
From the text line, a lot of people texting in on this 913-586-7798. People saying they started bands. That's something that bothers me, is that people act like being in a band is a midlife crisis situation.
Yeah.
And as I've gotten older, it's not. It is actually almost the opposite of it. It's not. For some people it is. Like, I'm going to be a rock star. For some people, when I was younger, the goal was to get signed to a label and a tour and to make a bunch of money. And now that I'm older, the goal would just be just get together with some dudes and play some music. And if it sounds good, then maybe we could take this to a club and then maybe people will enjoy it and we can have fun putting on a show. Like, if we get paid for it, great. If not, I wish I'd have had that mentality when I was younger, but and it was so all or nothing. Either this is going to be the best show ever, or we're going to suck and I'm going to hate myself and I'm not going to want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
The whole midlife crisis aspect of so much stuff, I think, is BS.
Yeah. I think you're what are you, a hippie? Like, why are you in a band? Why are you trying to relive your younger days, and you can't let go? We think about it, especially for men.
Yeah.
That's a midlife crisis. And I'm trying to think of things that aren't physical. I keep going to like marathon and stuff like that, but things that aren't physical. Was there a new skill that you always wanted to learn?
Yeah.
Again, not necessarily. I get a lot of people change careers mid-career, midlife. I get that. But just stuff that you do for joy. Because, you can just do stuff for fun.
Yeah. 913-586-7798. From the text line, I went back to school at 49. Became a nurse.
Good for you.
At 52, my teenage son now asks me for biology help.
Okay, that's cool.
Carlos in Waldo says, I quit sales at 45 years old, apprenticed as an electrician. I burned my finger the first week, but after a year, I doubled my old pay from working in sales. See, it makes me sad that so many of these people, 45, I'm going to be 44 in a month. And you're like, I was old and I decided, guys, I have to change careers constantly.
I'm older than 45. So yeah, I'm looking at the back end of my 40s here pretty soon.
Started running at 60.
Oh, good for you.
Says Lena and Lawrence. I said I'd do a 5K and I accidentally did 5 of them.
No, you didn't. You didn't accidentally do 5.
I think they meant like they didn't intend to do it, but ended up doing it.
Who wrote the novel you always said you were going to write? Who grew up saying, I'm going to write a book one day and actually did it? and like sat down and you self-published and you didn't care if it made money. You just, you wanted to finish it.
Yeah.
Because that's always something that people say.
And that is like goal oriented, but there's also just an aspect of that that's so nice where you just find something that just makes you happy. And
yeah.
we've considered that like selfish.
Yeah.
And if you're not doing it to make money and to support yourself and to support your family, then what's the point? Well, the point is it makes me happy to do it.
And we need stuff like that, by the way, because we're under a lot of stress as a society. Yeah. We need ways to check out.
Hobbies?
Yeah, hobbies?
Whatever they are. Yeah.
That thing.
913-586-7798. So what did you start doing later in life? Maybe people laughed at you and then you threw it right back in their face. We'll talk about that next on Midday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What did you do later in life? We're talking about a 58-year-old guy in Pennsylvania who decided he'd never gone to college. More importantly, he never played college football. And it's not like he was trying to go to a really big school. He just wanted to go to a school that he could get into. And so he now plays college football at Lycoming. And I was just reading another line of the story. He provides countless rides and will occasionally pick up the tab for a post-practice meal.
Aww.
He gives advice when asked, but doesn't want to overstep. He said, it's just what teammates do. A teammate who has a pension.
Yeah.
Cool. He's the football team grandpa. That's nice.
Who's still bench pressing over 300 pounds and taking the hits like the other guys?
From the text line, I published a book at 68. I'm now looking into making a movie.
Wow. Good for you. Like
based on the book or I don't know, but good for you. I had my last child at 36. And as the boys grew older, they decided they wanted to take Taekwondo and karate and those kinds of things. So I went with them and I learned along with them. It wasn't pretty, but it was fun.
Cool.
Somebody else is a 61-year-old female, just started tennis and golf lessons.
Okay.
I think that's tennis is a little bit tougher. Golf
not. Exactly.
Just have somebody drive you up to the thing and then
my favorite part about golf is the cart girl. Mm. You know, that's the best part about golf.
The hell does that mean?
Yeah.
She's bringing around booze.
Okay. Jeez. You can tell how many times I've gone golfing. I have no idea. My reference for cart girl, I think there was an episode of King of the Hill where Luann was a cart girl. I think that's the
and
only reference I've
did she have beer?
I believe she did.
There you go.
And the guys kept hitting on her. And then Hank found out and took the guy and dragged him to the dolphin tank and threw him in. Yeah.
Okay.
It was an episode. So Anita in Lawrence is 68 years old. She said, I finished my bachelor's degree after a 46-year gap. Walked on the stage with kids younger than my plants.
That's great.
Why do you think it is, though, that we do have this weird feeling where it's if you're 60-something, if you're 70 and you do it, Oh, that's cute. Oh, you did that? Did you? Good for you. But if you do it in your 40s, I think that people are like, oh, so what, life didn't work out for you? Like, things didn't work out great for you, so you just have to change things up? Is that what's going on?
Yeah. I come back to midlife crisis.
Yeah.
Because that's what we think about, is that that's in your 40s and 50s. And so you must be doing it to solve some gap in your life somewhere. And when you're older, you figure you're just doing it for fun, because you have the time.
So then what would be an example of a midlife crisis, and what would be a midlife awakening?
Brene Brown called it a midlife unraveling. If you're a fan of hers, she says it happens over a lot of years, not just all at one time.
So but, buying a car you can't afford, is that midlife crisis?
Again, if we're thinking men, and I think a lot of times midlife crisis, you think about men. But like, yeah, you bought you just got divorced. You bought a car that is totally impractical and bad on gas, and it's loud.
Yeah.
And girls look at it. You went back to the gym. You got a toupee.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, stuff like that.
See, I think going back to the gym is fine, though. Like,
but not packaged like that.
I guess it would be irresponsible things. I think
impulsive financial
things.
Decisions.
Like what this guy did was not impulsive.
No.
This guy had to train and make the team, and it really took a deep-seated commitment.
Mm-hmm.
I think, like, again, the typical ones are buying sports cars, getting a toupee, starting a band.
Getting a young girlfriend. You know, things that your same age friends look at you and go, what?
Like if you're a woman and you're married to a guy who says, hey, I'm going to the toupee shop and then I'm going to Guitar Center.
There's a toupee shop?
I don't know.
That's what it's called?
It's next to Guitar Center, I think.
Yeah. What does Midlife Crisis Row look like?
Yeah,
on Main Street, you know?
At a strip mall.
Yeah, what would it have in it?
The Midlife Crisis strip mall, what would be the stores in it?
Yeah, what's the brand of car that's going to be sold?
It'd be an Ed Hardy t-shirt shop.
Uh-huh.
Then obviously the guitars.
A place to get hair plugs?
Yep.
Like to get hair,
right?
Hair growing back?
Oh, yeah. like in Turkey? Like that surgery they do in Turkey to put in hair plugs?
Yeah, the hair plugs,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, we can do it here too, but yeah.
Yeah, there is something with Turkey does it cheaper, I think.
Oh, yeah, of course they do.
It's known for that.
Yeah, there's like people that fly to Turkey to get the surgery.
Somehow that's cheaper. Mm-hmm. Flying to Turkey is cheaper than just doing it by a reputable surgeon in America.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones. Bruce in Raytown, you've been waiting a minute. Hey, Bruce.
Yes, I think what he's doing is great, but I don't understand, never could understand why people stop doing stuff that they enjoy.
Yeah.
I got out of high school and kept roller skating, and I still do. Once a week, and I do the moonwalk on roller skates, skate forward and backward and do trick stuff. And I also ride motorcycles. I've got three of them, and I ride to the Gulf of Mexico every year, and I can ride all day long from here to Dallas, and then the next day I'll be at the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah.
Motorcycle, that's a midlife crisis thing for a guy.
And
I've always had them.
Yeah,
never stopped.
No. I don't think she was accusing you of having one. I think she was just saying,
but add that to the stores.
That is one where guys will go out and buy a motorcycle.
I couldn't understand why people stop.
Yeah.
Because we get busy.
You know, I'm 80 years old, and I'm still doing it.
All right.
And I was 60 feet or 35 feet in the air on one of my oak trees the other day, trimming it. So I do everything around the house. I do anything I want to do, and I stay very active. And 85 people went to high school with their dead because they stopped moving.
Yeah, I was just about to say Bruce is going to outlive us all, and appreciate that. But that's true. I mean, I think it's more related to people lose interest in life. And a lot of that is the compounding of negativity and cynicism that you start to develop as you get older, whether it's nobody cares about this, or yeah, why should I do this, or this is embarrassing, or whatever. And instead of focusing on, do I enjoy doing this? And if the answer is yes, it's not hurting anybody, and then why the hell not?
Realistically, I think it is hard if you have kids who are under high school age. I think it's hard. You get stuck in the routine. Kids demand a lot. They demand a lot of your money. Yep. They demand a lot of your time and your attention. And it's hard while you have kids at home. Listen, we just get busy. I think about the list that I have for my house right now. Like, I don't have kids, and I could stay busy for weeks and weeks just doing stuff in the house. And you feel like all that other stuff is more important. Like, you right, should be doing all the other stuff, not the
because
fun stuff.
Because it would be selfish,
yes,
to have fun.
Right. Like, I can have fun later.
What is wrong with us?
You know?
Let's go to Dana in Stewartsville. Hey, Dana.
Hey. I know you're tired of hearing this, probably, but I'm so glad you're back.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that, Dana.
Yes. Up to about 6 years ago, I was, for about 5 or 6 years, I was an apiarist. I was a beekeeper. Mm-hmm. I started that about like 42-ish, and that was fascinating, wonderful, and I love that. I don't do it anymore. My husband got stung a lot, and anyway, so I did that.
Is he okay?
Yeah, he's okay. See, when you do this, you get stung a lot, and you get used to it as the beekeeper, but everybody else doesn't get used to it.
Okay.
So
yeah.
Anyway. And then I've always wanted to be a licensed professional breeder of brachycephalic breeds. And so now I am French Bulldogs.
Of what?
Oh, French Bulldogs.
Oh, okay.
Huh.
Yes, Boston Terriers, Bulldogs, Bull Mastiffs and stuff. So I do, that's my whole life. So that's what I do.
Yeah.
Professionally. I guess my husband would say that I'm semi-retired and... I'm living the dream.
That's good, awesome. Dana, thanks so much for your call. I always thought it's funny that the technical name for an apiarist or for a beekeeper, mm-hmm, is an apiarist. So bee, but it starts with an A. I don't know. I know it's apiarist, but what do? Bees. I don't know why. Huh? I don't know why that's okay. Funny in my head.
Okay.
But it's just a dumb thing that makes no sense to me.
Okay.
I love language. All right. Coming up, a woman, speaking of midlife crisis, has launched a billboard campaign looking for a husband.
She just wants. Why is that a midlife crisis?
If a guy did this.
Guys have done it. We've interviewed them. There was a guy in Iowa that did it. We talked to him on the air.
Like, they're definitely having midlife crises. Talk about that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, she's not the first one to do this, but it definitely is getting a lot of attention. Her name is Lisa Catalano. She is 42 years old. People express a lot more frustration lately with dating apps as a way to find a mate. I know you've never had the pleasure, either of you, but it's something I can't say.
You've never used a dating app?
No.
Is it just
not.
Like that's what old people do at
I
this
just,
point?
I don't know. No, that's not my...
Not your jam?
No.
Okay.
I can't imagine throwing, like, you want me to write out a paragraph about myself? No, I'm not.
What do you think a first date is? Like, what do you expect me to talk about myself? You want me to tell you what I do for a living?
I'm what you like to call an active listener.
No, you're not. You don't like people. You are not an active listener.
Let them blab on about it. And then, I have a question about this.
Oh, my God.
All right. Let them keep blabbing.
So she lives in the San Francisco Bay Area, and she's reached 42, and she has goals in life to get married and have kids. And she was growing tired of matches on dating apps that never seemed to go anywhere. So she took a different approach. She has launched a website called MarryLisa.com. It is for eligible bachelors to just reach out to her directly. Then with that, she plastered the site across digital billboards along the 101. That's, the major highway that runs along the coast of California between Santa Clara and South San Francisco, and on top of taxis driving through town, hoping the ads would catch the eye of the right guy. It all started as kind of a joke when she started this back in June. She said, every time I would get frustrated with how the dating scene in general was, I put another 10 or 15 minutes into making this website just for fun.
Right.
For joy.
For sure. I always wanted to have a website. Sure.
But then over time, she kind of got the website done and she thought, well, why not try this? The billboards are simple. They just have a picture of herself alongside the web address in big yellow font over a black background. She is targeting morning and evening commuters, but the ads play in 8-second intervals. So she went for a design that wasn't too busy because you're not going to be able to look at it for very long. The application form itself delves deeper, but it's not that different than the prompts on most dating apps. Questions about your education, your hobbies, places you can upload photos, that kind of thing. And I'll tell you, she is cute. I mean, you guys can tell me, but to me, she's cute. She looks mid-30s to me. She's got curly hair. She says she's hoping to find someone who aligns with her on religion and politics, ideally between the ages of 35 and 45. The billboards and the website went live on September 2nd. Since then, she has had 2,000 responses from men.
She is cute. She does have a tendency to take pictures with crazy eyes. That's my only.
I think it's more her teeth are kind of funny.
Maybe, but it's, she doesn't. In a couple of pictures on her website, and then the picture of her in the People article,
yeah,
she's smiling without moving her eyes.
It's kind of but
it's just here's my teeth, which is fine. Whatever.
But still,
some people just it's a forced smile. It looks crazy. Yeah. Having said that, I mean, yeah, I don't think that this is any more crazy than what we generally do for dating, which is putting yourself up on a website for anybody to meet. I mean, this certainly isn't any more insane than missed connections on Craigslist or
going on a dating app.
And I think the appeal here, and you said you've. We've not we, but you on the show before have talked to a guy.
There was a guy from Iowa. Quentin, this preceded you. This was a year or two ago, probably, that John and I talked to, Grayson and I talked to. I'll never think of his name, but he was from Iowa and he did this. He did billboards. He was a farmer, and the dating scene in farming is not, I guess, what it used to be.
Yeah,
and
makes
so
sense.
This is how he, and he was having trouble. Like, he was still having trouble finding
a
wife.
The appeal would be, well, she has enough money for a billboard. Like, she has money to burn. Like, she, because this can't be cheap, what she's doing.
No, but sometimes neither. I mean, there are some dating apps that are, some are free,
really?
But you, I mean, think about how much you invest in, well, not you, but how much other people invest in trying, in dating and trying to sort through people and that kind of thing. So it's an investment. I had a girlfriend say to me once a long time ago, you know, you got to think about investing in your personal life the same way you invest in your professional life. If you have goals, then invest in those the same way you would at work. She also said this was a weird situation to her because she, oh my God, her fiance died.
Aww.
She was engaged for a really long time, and he died in 2023 after a battle with a terminal illness.
Oh, geez.
Okay. So, and she was on the apps, and it wasn't getting her anything meaningful.
Of course it's not.
So, well, but you say that, but, well, so it's been a little while since, it's probably been 5 years since last time I was on a dating app, but I had success. I mean, I didn't get married, but I met several long-term serious boyfriends on apps. But you got to kiss a lot of frogs before you get to the prince.
The problem, though, is her long-term fiance. Is that
that's
what,
it's multi-year engagement?
Fiance died of cancer 2 years ago,
2023.
So,
well, that's enough time.
No, I'm not saying it's not enough time to get out there. I'm saying that the hookup nature and the casual nature of the apps is not going to lead itself to, I had somebody that I deeply cared about and loved died a couple of years ago. Let's go out on a date like that.
But they're not all like that. Again, I'll tell you, I met a guy that I lived with. I met on Bumble. I have very good friends who met on OkCupid, who got married. It's somebody you know.
I know them.
I was
like, you're the only two people who, she said it on air. It was Kara.
Yeah, it was Kara.
Kara
yeah.
Marzer. Yeah. I was like, you're the only person I know who has successfully found somebody on OkCupid.
I have other good friends who are married who met on Tinder. They're not all the way that you think. Some are. Not all of them, but it is hard. It takes a lot of work. You know, you gotta put together a profile, you gotta take pictures, and you gotta swipe a lot. And, you know, famously, you'll send a message that says hi, and they'll just say hi back. Mm-hmm. Like, not everybody's good at that kind of conversation. It takes a lot of work, but at least that feels proactive compared to just waiting for your Prince Charming to find you on the couch watching The Pitt.
I think dating apps, though, have caused a lot of problems because instead of knowing somebody who would hook you up with somebody or you know what, I have somebody who's single, you have somebody who's single, that actually has been shown to be a very successful way of meeting people.
It wasn't for me.
But the reason why it's successful is because it's people who know you and have a common interest and then other people. Or you meet somebody out and about, like you meet somebody at your church or you meet them at the grocery store or whatever. And then there's a common interest thing.
But that's a sense of chance, right? That's you just hoping you meet a guy. Like I was, somebody asked me out at a Home Depot once.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's a chance, or that's something that we see in movies. Whereas in general, dating apps bring together people who should be single, not all of them. And I have a lot of friends that are professionals, and sometimes your friends are afraid to set you up because they're friends with both of you. And what if it didn't work out? Like I had that happen once and it didn't work out.
See, I would think it would be like, well, they have apps. Like, why should I bother trying to help them out when they can just go on Tinder?
So I don't mind this. I like that she was getting a little creative about it. And I hope we get the update that out of the 2,000 men who applied and the maybe, you know, 25 that are actually in the demos that she's looking at, that it works.
How old is she again?
She's 42.
42, yeah.
I'm looking at this website, and I'm going to be honest, the pictures are nice. The website design itself, not good.
Well, she did it herself.
Well, I mean, there are YouTube tutorials.
You haven't been on an app. I mean, the apps are simple.
I mean, I just think that we
check out Tinder sometime.
When you scroll down,
the website's fine. What
are
you expecting?
The text bleeds into the purple that she's got.
God.
I mean, I don't think this isn't very SEO friendly.
See, you're the guy she's trying to avoid.
Yes.
That's That's what she's trying to avoid. Somebody's like, oh, what's your website? But you know what? I don't think Google's going to be picking that up.
You can't have black text on a purple background as you scroll down. I mean, I'm good. Like, the internal links work. That's good.
Look, this was obviously made on what is the website?
There are many website designers.
The modern GeoCities. I can't remember what it's called. But the website maker, yeah. It's just a standard. There's nothing wrong with it.
She's not applying for a job. She's not. It's not her portfolio.
I will say it's ballsy to name it MaryLisa.com.
The goal is clear. She wants to get married.
Right.
Don't go into it thinking that this is just going to be casual. A fling.
Well, yeah, I'm honest. You know, honesty is the best policy type thing. So I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Oh, Quentin.
913-586-7798. Getting texts from people right now about weird places you met your spouse or how you met them without using the apps. That's next on Midday.
What's the strangest place you met your mate? There's a woman in California who put up a billboard and a website, MaryLisa.com, to try to find it. We'll see how it goes.
From the text line, in the Hy-Vee cereal aisle, arguing about which Cheerios were better, Honey Nut or regular.
Okay.
That's
unique.
It's not the Kara we talking about earlier, but her name is Kara in OP. The DMV line.
At least something good comes out of that wait, right?
I guess it was less of a line, but they didn't say this. But yeah, because you take the number, then you sit
just
there.
Like in the waiting area.
You sit across from a cute person, you start talking to them. Sure.
What else are you going to do?
Chiefs tailgate.
Okay.
Lot C. Whatever.
That's fine.
Is that where love is? Is the C for Cupid? She borrowed my mustard and kept my heart.
Wow.
And never returned the mustard either.
Get that on a bumper sticker. Jeez.
The storm shelter.
Wow.
At work, we worked on different floors. Tornado siren went off, and we met in the shelter later. There you go.
Huh.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of people like that I met the normal way. I dated a guy for a long time who I went to back when I used to go to conventions for this job. There was an empty seat. In fact, I just clearly remember there was a big group of us from my radio station. There was one seat next to me that was open, and he came up and just started talking and sat in that seat. And then that was all it took. Love bloomed.
I've talked about this a million times, but Katie and I were on different debate teams. She was on the West team. I was on the East team in high school, and our friends set us up. Mm-hmm. What's funny is Henry, despite the fact that Katie and I have talked about how we met, talked about how we went to different high schools many times, Henry revealed to me this weekend, he didn't realize that mom and I, or whatever I would phrase it, me and Katie went to different high schools. He's like, wait, you guys went to different high schools?
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
That was a big deal to him?
He was like, what are you talking about? You didn't see each other every day? It's like, no. We would see each other every weekend. Like, why? And he's like, I just assumed you guys went to the same high school. It's like, just occurs to me that you're 16 years old and you haven't listened to a damn word I've said your entire life.
Like every other word. Yeah.
Yeah. Just kind of filling in the gap. Well, obviously, he's like, I thought you went to different middle schools. I assume you went to the same high school. God. Lousy kids. All right. Coming up. The TV show Doc. I think it's on CBS as well as Netflix.
Is it? It might be. Yeah. I found it on Netflix.
What if you couldn't remember the last 8 years of your life? We're going to talk about the show coming up on Midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.